Living Better on KLIV.
Living with your teeth. Most people know that dental health starts with brushing your teeth and flossing regularly at least twice a day and after meals. But the foods you eat can also have a dramatic impact on the health of your teeth, and not always in a good way. So what are the worst foods for your teeth? Dr. Regina Gray, a dentist in San Jose, says there's one particular kind of food that can do a number on your teeth.
Typically, your fermentable carbohydrate-type foods, cookies, crackers, even certain fruits like bananas, raisins, things that will tend to stick into the crevices of your teeth for a prolonged period of time.
Dr. Gray explains how these kind of foods, as well as exceptionally sugary foods, can damage your teeth's enamel through the bacteria in your mouth.
These bacteria will use the sugars in the food to produce an acid, and the acid will then sit on the tooth enamel and start to demineralize the tooth structure. In other words, weakening that strong enamel surface.
And what happens when your enamel goes away?
Now it's susceptible to cavitation, and that creates tooth decay and actually leads to breaking down of the structure below the enamel, which is the dentin, and that is the live part of the tooth, starts to experience a pain or a dental cavity.
Dr. Gray notes it may be what you're drinking you want to watch out for as well, be it coffee, soda, or sports drinks like Gatorade, and not just for their sugar content.
Also, we're looking at the pH of these types of liquids. A lower pH, in other words, something that is more acidic to begin with, is going to create more damage quickly as opposed to something that is higher in pH. You essentially are sort of bathing your teeth with this acid product.
A lower pH count in your mouth means it can't recover from tooth enamel damage as quickly. Now, obviously, you can't always avoid sugary foods or other foods that might wear away at your enamel. So what's to be done apart from regular brushing and flossing? Dr. Gray actually has a tip that might help.
If you like your coffee with sugar in the morning, well, you know the sugar's bad. You don't want to be sipping it through the course of a couple of hours. It's better to drink it quickly or drink it in a shorter period of time. Same with your sports drinks or anything that's acidic in nature.
As for the acidic sodas, there's a new study out that says chewing gum can actually help rebalance the pH of your mouth, countering the sugary drink's effect somewhat. Living Better, I'm Matt Burrows for KLIV.